In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching. This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom. Today I'm talking about basics, but you know what? Jesus says, if you don't understand the things of the earth, how are you going to understand the things of heaven? So I'm going to start with the sound of music. So I want you to really listen to me. You know, when it says, when you start, when you begin to read, you start with the ABCs. And when you begin to sing, you start with do, re, mi. Well, you know, in order to read, you need the ABCs. In order to do music, you need the do, re, mi's. And you know what? That's just very, very, very basic. You might say, how stupid you are today to say things like this. Oh, no. I'm not very stupid at all. Because in order for the church to function, she needs to start at Pentecost. You must know that. To learn to read, you begin to teach the children the ABCs. When you want to teach them about music, you begin with do, re, mi. And if you want to continue the work of the Lord Jesus Christ, who was sanctified upon the cross and who is at the Father's right hand, you must begin with Pentecost. And that's the big problem today. The big problem today is Pentecost is a feast, but it is not the experience of the church. It is not the experience of the church. And even if it is the experience of some people, they have not allowed the Holy Ghost to do what he wants to do. So Pentecost is the beginning. The beginning. I call it the baptism of the Holy Spirit because it said John baptized with water, but you shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost and fire. That's what it says, okay? So therefore, when we remember Peter and John going into the beautiful gate and healing this man, they were uneducated and they were just normal people, ordinary, the scripture says. No, not at all. They raised him up. Why? Because they began with Pentecost and began to work the Pentecostal experience, because the church is a Pentecostal experience. Whether you like that word or not really doesn't make a difference. There is no church without the Holy Spirit, because the scripture says the Spirit and the bride, the church, say come. Now, I'm going to tell you why people don't want to go with the Holy Ghost and why the church in the West and in the United States is dying. I'm going to tell you, it's just very simple, and it's very simple. I'm just going to tell you again, when you begin to read, you begin with the ABCs. When you learn to sing, do, re, mi. Do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, ti. Yeah, well, not going into that. I'm looking at chapter 3 of John. The church has been giving us these readings, and those who have ears, let them hear, Jesus said, but there are none so deaf that will not hear. Let's hear. It's chapter 3, John. Now, there was a Pharisee named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. He was a Pharisee. He believed in the resurrection. He came to Jesus at night. Now, this is an interesting thing. He came to Jesus at night. He doesn't want to be seen. But also, where would Jesus be at night if he's praying? It would be on the Mount of Olives, okay? So probably he came to Jesus on the Mount of Olives at night. And he said to Jesus, Rabbi, we know that you are a teacher who has come from God. For no one can do these signs that you are doing unless God is with him. At least he has some reasoning powers. He's seeing the signs that Jesus does, and he says, you must be from God. Jesus answered and said to Nicodemus, Amen, amen, I say to you, no one can see the kingdom of God without being born again. Oh, mamma mia, you're a Catholic, being born again, yeah. I'm going to tell you, you're not born again. You're in deep trouble because you haven't even started. Being born again through water and the Spirit, through faith and baptism, through the experience of his presence. Oh, yes, Nicodemus said to him, how can I or a person once grown old be born again? Surely I cannot re-enter into my mother's womb and be born again. Can he? And Jesus answered, Amen, amen, I say to you, no one can enter the kingdom of God without being born of water and the Spirit. Now, the early church interpreted that as baptism. Whether you like it or not, that's what the early church did in the year 34. Okay, what is born of the flesh is flesh, and what is born of the Spirit is spirit. Do not be amazed that I told you you must be born from above. The wind blows where it wills, and you can hear the sound it makes, but you do not know where it comes from or where it goes. So it is everyone who is born of the Spirit. Now, here we do it. Here we go now. Why are people intimidated by the Holy Spirit? Because the wind blows where it wills. You don't know where it comes from or where it goes. And so it is with everyone born of the Spirit. I'm going to tell you, we might have lots of people who've been baptized with the Holy Ghost, but we know exactly where they're going because they're not like the wind. We don't know where it comes from or where it's going. They've not allowed themselves to get into the ring where God moves them as he wills. They have not allowed that. They have not allowed that. The wind blows where it wills. You don't know where it comes from or where it's going. So it is with those who are born of the Holy Spirit. I'm going to tell you why people are intimidated by the Holy Spirit. And even those people who say, we've received the baptism of the Holy Spirit and with the speaking of tongues. I'm telling you, my friends, when you're in the Spirit, you do not know what's going to happen from one day to the next. You do not know how the Lord is going to move you and to cause you to do what he wants you to do from one day to the next. Because you want to know what? You're led by the Spirit of God. And those who are led by the Spirit of God, it tells us in Romans, are the sons of God. Here we go again. The sons of God. Oh, yes. That means that all that belongs to Jesus belongs to me. And all that belongs to me belongs to Jesus. All that is mine is thine, and all that is thine is mine. Now, the problem is, who's going to be led by the Spirit? Who's going to allow the Spirit to blow where he wants to blow? We don't know where this comes from, and we don't know where it's going. It's an open-ended agreement. Everybody wants to read the little lines and the little print before they sign their name on something. I'm going to tell you, if you're born of the Holy Ghost, you do not know where the wind is going to blow from or where it's going to blow to. And that's what people are afraid of. They're afraid of being led by the Spirit, being led by the Spirit of God, being led by the Holy Ghost, being led by the fire of God, being led by the fire, being led by the dove that brings peace, being led by the Holy Ghost. Who wants to be led not knowing where you're going? I'll tell you who. Father Abraham. He's the father of faith. And you know what? If we are the children of Abraham, then we walk in faith. And if we are led by the Spirit, we do not know where that Spirit, that wind comes from. And we do not know where it's going to blow to. And that makes us very uncomfortable. Because everybody, all of us wants a schedule. Isn't that interesting? Now, I had two Polish priests with me last year, three Polish priests with me last year, and we have another one coming on April 23rd. And this man, God bless him, pray for him. His name is Father Raymond, poor bum, coming into our home. And he's very intellectual and very beautiful, I understand, and very articulate. And he's got three doctor's degrees. And he wanted to know from Father Wojtek what the schedule would be. And Father Wojtek laughed in his face because he says, the schedule is whatever happens. Whatever happens. Oh, yes, I have appointed appointments. That's right. But whatever happens, the wind blows where it wills. You don't know where it's coming from or where it's going. And such it is with those who are born of the Spirit. Now, who wants to be like that kind of person? The apostles were. They were blown all over the world. They were blown all over the world. They were born of the Spirit. They were led by the Spirit. Thomas went to India. Thomas went to India. Some person asked Father Joshi, how long have you people had Christianity? He said probably from the year 60 or 70. 60 or 70, yeah, because St. Thomas brought Christianity to India. Isn't that amazing? 52, Father Joshi says. So I'm not even 60, 70. I'm long off. The year 52, St. Thomas brought Christianity to India. So we're the new kids on the block. When did Christianity, one person said to Father Joshi, when did Christianity come to India? In the year 52. You want to know why? Because Thomas was led by the Spirit of God. He allowed the Spirit of God to blow where he will. And the Spirit of God blew him into India. Isn't that amazing? That's amazing. So therefore, in Father Joshi's area, Christianity is 2,000 years old. 2,000 years old. Because Thomas was led by the Holy Ghost. And he allowed the Spirit to go. Those who are led by the Spirit of God are sons of God. Those who are led by the Spirit of God do not know where the Spirit's going to blow them. Oh, yeah. Those who are led by the Spirit of God do not know where the Spirit of God's going to blow them, which means my schedule is tentative. My schedule is tentative because, you know what? God might have other plans today, because those that are led by the Holy Ghost, they find themselves in areas that God, only God, will bring you into. Well, we told you about a young man who came to me on Saturday, and he was addicted, and I prayed with him, and he went down in the Holy Ghost, and he said, "My Lord," he said, I was like floating. I was in heaven. I've never experienced such a wonderful experience." And, you know, and I started to say a couple of things to him. I said, "You were very close to God when you were a child. I saw that." So his girlfriend said, "I think Father Tom is psychic." I said, "That's not psychic. That's what you mean, being led by the Holy Ghost. You see, you know things that God reveals to you. That's being led by the Holy Ghost. Like, I don't read people's mail. It's none of my business what their life is all about. But when God wants me to know things, he lets me know things. I remember praying with a man who had cancer. Father Joshi was in the room, and we would start praying, and I wanted silence, and I said, "I want to know about your brother, about your father," or something. And my Lord, he started to cry, because there was a problem with inheritance or whatever it was, and we forgave, and God began to do wonderful things. I never saw the guy again. You know why? Because I think the guy got healed. Because those that are led by the Spirit of God are led, are the sons of God, and they allow the Spirit to blow where he will. They allow the Spirit to do what he wants to do. There is no schedule in the Spirit. There is no schedule in the Holy Ghost. The Spirit blows where he wills. Now let's take the charismatic renewal. I'm telling you about the charismatic renewal. When we started, we were led by the Holy Ghost. We didn't know what we were doing. It was so wonderful. We were led by the Spirit. And we had a great crop harvest of people. A great harvest of people. Some of the people are still in it. They're still doing the great works of God. But you see, when you start getting a little sophisticated, you start thinking you know what God's going to do. And you know what? I never know what God's going to do. I never know what God's going to do. I do know he's going to lead. The Spirit will always lead us to Jesus Christ. But I never know what God's going to do, because you know what? You cannot put the Holy Ghost in a box. You cannot put the wind in a box. The wind blows where it will. Now, I know this is symbolic, but this is so important. The wind blows where it will. We don't know where it's coming from and where it's going. And so those that are led by the Spirit, they're the sons of God. And they don't know where they're going. So what's the schedule? Oh, yeah, I have a schedule. Yesterday I had two appointments. But you know what? Last night we went, had Mass. We had a surprise Mass. And after the surprise Mass, we worshiped God for about an hour and a half, 2 hours. It was wonderful. It was wonderful. You know, that was not on my schedule, but I felt that's what the Lord called us to do last night, and it was wonderful. It was absolutely wonderful. Where the Blessed Sacrament was on the altar, we're all worshiping Jesus Christ, the Son of the Living God, in the power of the Holy Spirit, singing songs unto him, adoring him, praising him, raising our arms. Some people had tambourines. Isn't it wonderful? Led by the Spirit. We don't know what God's going to do. Don't know what God's going to do. Don't know what God's going to do. If you think you know what God's going to do, I want to tell you, you're God. See, because the God that I follow is like the wind. We don't know where he's coming from, and we don't know where he's going. The Abraham that's the father of my faith, you know, he came from Ur of Chaldeans, but we didn't know where he was going. And he was led by the God of Israel. He was led by the God who is the only God. So faith and the power of the Holy Spirit go together. Now, people say, "I've been born again," but are you led by the Spirit? Do you know where you're going? Are you open to the things of God? Will you let God do what he wants to do? You see, there are so many people that have said they've been baptized in the Holy Spirit. They speak in tongues, but you know what? They're impotent. They're impotent. They don't do anything for God. They're no great fire. Oh, they live their own Christian life, and I guess it's better than nothing, but you know what? That's not what it's about. It's not for me to live my Christian life. St. Thomas could have said, you know what? I'm going to live my Christian life, and I'm not going to India. I'm not letting the wind blow me to India. I'm going to do what I want to do. And where would the one little, two little, three little Indians be today? Where would they be? Where would they be? They would be without Jesus. They would be all Muslims. Hindus, Father Joshi says. Oh, yeah, you see, that's because Thomas was led by the Holy Ghost, because he's the Son of God. And the Son of God will be led by the Holy Ghost. Now, let's take our priests. Let's take our bishops. Let's take our ministers. Let's take our lay people. How many of them allow the Holy Ghost to go, blow? You see, it all began at Pentecost with the mighty wind. It all began at Pentecost with the mighty wind. There was a rushing mighty wind that filled the whole place. My friends, there was fire that alighted on their heads. It all began with Pentecost. And if we are not led by the Spirit of God, we are not the children of God. If we are not led by the Spirit of God, and we do not know, we just let ourselves be carried along. Oh, yes. As we are in the river of God, allowing the Holy Ghost to blow where he will. Blow where you will. The breath of the Spirit blowing on me. Blow where you will. No, people don't want the Holy Ghost to blow where he wills. People want their own stuff that they've got planned, their own syllabus, their own, this is my schedule, this is my plea, to follow my heart, and I'll be what I'll be, rather than Holy Ghost, come on now, come and blow where you will, I'll do anything, I'll go anywhere. You see, people don't want Pentecost because they don't want to be dependent upon God. They don't want to be dependent upon God. Why should I be dependent upon God when I've got everything I need? Father Joshi was telling me yesterday about a priest that's one of his contemporaries, and he cares for the poor, and people want to give him money. And you know what he says? I don't want your money. God will provide each day for the day, led by the Spirit. Led by the Spirit. God will provide for me every day and for the poor every day. I don't want to bank my money. Led by the Spirit. Now, some people would say that's going a little too far. You know, that's the way God is leading that man. Good for him. Led by the Spirit. Those that are led by the Spirit are the children of God. We don't know where the wind is coming from. We don't know where it's going. How many of us will just allow that to be? Let me just tell you something about me. I cannot afford not to be led by the Spirit, because you know what? There's too much pain in my life. And at least when the Spirit of God is moving, I get a thrill. I say, isn't this wonderful? I'm seeing things that other people don't see. People are getting converted in my midst. Oh, people are becoming Catholics. Oh, yes, people are becoming Catholics. And the Jewish people are coming and becoming Catholics. We just had a beautiful young man that became a Catholic in our church. Yes, but he's still Jewish. He'll always be Jewish. But you see, to be led by the Holy Ghost, you don't know what's going to be happening. You don't know what's going to be happening. So this new priest that's coming to us said, what's the schedule? There's no schedule. Schedule? You've got to be kidding. I don't know the schedule. I don't know from one day to the next what I'm going to be doing. That doesn't mean I don't make appointments. It doesn't mean I don't plan to speak places. I just don't know what God's going to bring up. Because those that are led by the Spirit are led by that wind of Pentecost. We don't know where it comes from, nor where it's going. And those that are led by the Spirit are the sons of God. Now, how many would be comfortable doing that? I'm telling you, if Abraham wasn't comfortable doing that, we would have no faith as Jews or Catholics or Christians. If Thomas wasn't led by the Holy Spirit, then in the one little, two little, three little Indians, they would all be what? They'd all be Hindus. If James wasn't led by the Holy Spirit, then South America would not have heard the gospel. Those that are led by the Spirit of God are the children of God. But you see, we want to institutionalize the Holy Ghost. And you cannot institutionalize wind. Oh, he's more than wind. He's a person. We want to contain the fire. You cannot contain the fire of God. We want to celebrate the Feast of Pentecost. It's like celebrating the alphabet and never learning it. Let's celebrate the alphabet today, children! A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P. But we never put them together. Let's celebrate Pentecost today. We're going to have a wind machine. Woo! We're going to have fireworks. Bang, bang, bang. We're going to celebrate Pentecost. I don't think so. You know how you celebrate Pentecost? When the church says, I surrender all. Blow, blow, blow where you will. Oh, do what you want to do. Breathe on us, O breath of God. We can't do anything without your power. Without Pentecost, we're lost. Without Pentecost, we're lost. Without Pentecost, we're lost. Without Pentecost, we're lost. Pentecost is an ongoing experience. John baptized you with water, but in several days you shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost and fire. I tell you, that's the beginning. And if the church doesn't take it as the beginning and as walking in the Holy Ghost, we will die, D-I-E. But Christianity will never die. Catholicism will never die. But Pentecost is the missing link. Pentecost is the missing link. The Holy Ghost is the missing link. If without the Holy Ghost, the church can do nothing, we are impotent. We are the impotent church. But come, Holy Ghost. Come and breathe on us and take us where you want us to be. Let me tell you about me in Hawaii. Oh, I had Eric and I had Ryan laughing because I went into the water and the waves were so big. And you know what? When I'm getting into the water in Hawaii, what do these waves do? They start making me do tumble sauces. And there I, like, here I am, a big man, and I'm having all these tumble sauces. And they are on the shore laughing, watching me do tumble sauces because the waves are carrying me and I have no power over the waves. Who will be carried by the Spirit of God? That's the issue. Who will be the sons of God that are led by the Spirit of God, that wherever he blows, we will go. We will be blown to where he blows us. When you become an institution, my friend, you want to celebrate Pentecost, but not live it. The beginning of the church is Pentecost. The beginning of reading alphabet and then words. You don't have Pentecost in the church. I'm going to tell you, your church is on the way out. But how much more will the Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask? I say to priests, what you need is the baptism of the Holy Ghost. And you don't need a little touch from God. You need the fire to burn so that you'll be blown and blown like Father Abraham to go to new lands and open new vistas for Jesus Christ. As the apostle said, we cannot but speak in the name of Jesus Christ. John Paul II was a holy man. John Paul was filled with the Holy Ghost. There are so many healings that took place just as he blessed people. I was seeing a woman read a book about the healings of John Paul. John Paul, yes, he did speak in other languages, but even if he didn't, he was led by the Holy Ghost. He allowed the Spirit of God to blow him throughout the world, even though not many people listened to what he said. They heard it, but never followed through. Who will be led by the Spirit of God? And my question is, if you're a priest and your ministry is zero anyway, you got nothing to lose but to put up your sails and to let the Spirit blow. Get another priest to pray over you for the infilling of the Spirit. If it's not a priest, get a lay person. Pray over me. I want the release of the Spirit I received at baptism, confirmation, and ordination. I certainly would do it, but you might not come to me because you're afraid of me. Nothing to be afraid of, nothing but a marshmallow. But I do know why things aren't working out. Because if you don't begin with Pentecost, you never learn how to read the way Jesus calls you to read. And that's by faith, working through love, in the power of his resurrection. Tonight we will be at the Espousal Retreat House, and you're welcome to come tonight to celebrate the Pentecost event. Because you know what? Easter always leads to Pentecost. Oh, we need the Holy Ghost. If we've ever needed the Spirit of God, we need him now. So tonight at the Espousal Retreat House, you're welcome to come. Tonight is the 2nd of April. We start at 7:30. We start, bring your tap dancing shoes. Start. We want to praise the Lord tonight because the Lord is Lord and he's the King of glory. We need to praise him because he's worthy of all praise. So that's tonight at the Espousal Retreat House. And you know what? If you'd like to call them for directions, 781-209-3101, 781-209-3101, 781-209-3101. And you know what? I do need to hear from people. No one's preaching like this. Come on. You're not going to hear things like this other places. I say what I need to say, and I do the best I can. Come on, help me. Father Tom, Post Office Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Father Tom, Post Office Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Blow, Holy Ghost. God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season. Oh.